Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
Boris Johnson says nothing at all. Warren Buffett gives his job title. Sir Richard Branson declares himself to be a tie-loathing adventurer and thrill-seeker who believes in turning ideas into reality, otherwise known as Dr. Yes at Virgin. So what is the best way of describing yourself on Twitter? I ask following a crisis concerning my own bio on the microblogging site. Until last Thursday it read, columnist on the FT, among other things. But then someone pointed out that among other things was unhelpful and slightly passive-aggressive, while on was the wrong preposition. To see how to do it better, I've been studying some of the 230 million examples of this challenging literary genre, in which you have to identify yourself and tempt others to follow you in 160 characters. The bio I like best is from the comedian David Baddiel, which simply says, Jew. This is clever, accurate, funny, and painless to read. I would copy it, only Gentile doesn't have quite the same ring to it. I also admire Bill Gates's sharing things I am learning from my foundation work and other interests. This is simple and serious and tells you what to expect from his tweets. Only here again, it wouldn't work for me because I don't have a foundation and I can't use the word sharing since I'm not American. Otherwise, my research has unearthed 5 Twitter bio cliches, all to be avoided. The first is syntax. Short sentences. Whimsical. Thoroughly annoying. Anne-Marie Slaughter ends her bio with mother, mentor, foodie, foreign policy curator. At least she uses capital letters. Arianna Huffington dispenses with these and finishes her bio with mother, sister, flat shoe advocate, sleep evangelist. These two efforts demonstrate 3 further things to avoid. One is to mention your family. An extraordinary number of people say that they are dad, husband, sister, third cousin once removed, etc., which is utterly baffling. A bio is meant to help differentiate you, whereas practically everyone in the world has a blood relation. In writing dad, perhaps they're trying to say, I love my family. But we're all genetically predisposed to do that, and in any case, a Twitter bio isn't the right place for such declarations. The cliched bio must also contain a list of hobbies, jostling up against family members. So it might go skier, cook, triathlete, stepfather. Alas, there is a rule with interests. When listed, they invariably look boring, even when leavened by the ubiquitous unusual interest. The head of technology at Cisco writes, love art, photography, haiku, and food. The haiku bit is a valiant try, but it doesn't really help. This sort of laboured quirkiness is the biggest Twitter cliché of all. I'm inclined to blame Stephen Fry for setting a bad example to his 6 million-plus followers with Prince of Swimwear. He's allowed to be Prince of whatever he likes because he is Stephen Fry. Arianna Huffington just about gets away with her flat shoe fetish, but most of us aren't terribly wacky and must not force it in 160 characters. Yet the most pointless cliché in a bio is a variant on views my own. Companies encourage staff to write this, even though most lawyers say it wouldn't make the tiniest bit of difference in court. Because everyone knows it's silly, the result is a string of predictable jokes. Views my own, brackets, though someone else said it better first, or all views borrowed. There are 2 further things that you might think bad, but which can actually work quite well in a bio. The first is blatant selling. To put a link in your bio to the Amazon webpage where your book can be bought, or to have a book cover as your profile picture, is not exactly classy, but has a savage honesty to it that I rather admire. The second is to make the whole thing a joke. The actor Hugh Bonneville's bio made me laugh, "Tweet as you would be tweeted," as did Rory Bremner's "Stand-up chameleon, 140 characters or fewer." The trouble with jokes is that they have to be funny. If I were Rosa Monckton, former confidant of Princess Diana, I'd have another go. Hers reads, "Champagne is the answer. The question is more difficult." So where does this leave me? If I'm not allowed hobbies, disclaimers, family, quirkiness, or snappy sentences, and if I don't have a new book to sell and can't think of a joke, my options are few. After much thought, and bearing in mind that the point of my tweets is to direct people towards FT.com, I've written a new bio. It says, "Financial Times columnist." Even though it doesn't quite reflect the hours of work that went into the composition, I'm satisfied. It does the job.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.